Well, Psalm 93, Yahweh reigns, literally has become king. Well, all these psalms are psalms of David, and they may have been under inspiration edited subsequently, but they are initially psalms of David. So, this is praise that Yahweh has become king. Well, I suggest that this psalm was originally David's thoughts when he became king, because, of course, he was aware from Samuel, because Samuel was his mentor, that Israel had wanted a king, and that was not at all the will of God, but he had gone ahead with their desire. He gave them a king in his anger, took him away in his wrath, as Hosea says. But the point was, of course, that God was king. And so David is saying, look, Yahweh has become king. Not that he thinks that he's God, but he's saying, look, God is your king. He wasn't really king under Saul. When you had Saul reigning over you, that was because you didn't want God reigning over you. You wanted Saul. Well, God has chosen to replace Saul with myself, but let's go back to the old ways, and God is king. And he says, verse 2, your throne is established from long ago. You are from everlasting. So he's saying that, look, my throne is God's throne. I'm just ruling on his behalf. And in fact, this whole idea of having a human king is all somewhat misplaced, really, because God has always been king. And he was king from everlasting. He has no beginning. And so, for sure, he is king now. So, if you get any exaltation in your life, give the glory to God. It is really not about us. It is all about him. This is the idea. And he says, verse 3, the floods have lifted up their voice and lifted up their waves. Well, I suggest that is his poetic way of describing all the opposition that there was to him. Of course, from Saul and the house of Saul, trying to, even after Saul was dead, fighting a civil war against him under Abner, etc. But he says, verse 5, your words stand firm. Which words does he particularly have in view? I think he has in view the promise of God through Samuel to him that he would be king. And all the way through Psalm 119, where he keeps on about, I love your word and I trust in your word to come true, I meditate upon your word, I think the word that he has in view is not necessarily all of Scripture. It may be that in some places, when he talks about the Torah in Hebrew, that maybe is in view. But a lot of the time he just talks about God's word coming true and how he hopes in God's word. And I think that the specific word in view there in Psalm 119 is God's word that he should become king. And so we take a lesson from that, that God has likewise spoken, that we shall be king priests and we shall reign on the earth, Revelation 5:10. We shall be the rulers of this earth. And you look at yourself and you think, well, how could that be? That I should be a king of this earth, how could that be? And it's a bit like David on the run from Saul, absolutely desperate, depressed, thinking, I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul, as he says, yet still believing in the end that God's word somehow will come true, although I do not see the path to its fulfillment. You know, he was married to Saul's daughter. Saul reigned for 40 years. This is a fairly long period. Well, it's a very long period. And it seems Saul went wrong against David right from the beginning, right from when he kills Goliath, which I think you can work out was not long after Saul had become king. David was really a young man at that time, and so he'd had a long time of over the years thinking, is this going to come true? It just doesn't look like it's going to come true. Saul seems pretty well enthroned, and the men of Benjamin were all behind him, of course, because he was guilty of nepotism. He was supporting his own tribe. And so this is our challenge. You look at your life and it just seems everything is so just like it goes on in the life of everybody else. But God has said, no, you are going to be a king of the earth. You're going to rule. You're going to be over 10 cities, 5 cities, 2 cities. this shall be true for you. And it all seems like it's not going to come true. It's like Joseph when he was in prison. We're told the word of the Lord tried him, in Psalm 105. That is, that the word of promise that he would one day have his brothers bowing down to him. Oh, he'd been down there in Egypt, he was in prison, they were up there in Canaan, hadn't seen them, hadn't heard a thing from them for years. They will come and bow down before me, and my father as well. You'd probably think, yeah, dad's probably dead by now. And yet the word of the Lord tried him, tested him. Are you going to believe in it? And this is where I'm nervous about all the stress upon empirical evidence that, oh yeah, you know, you see this evidence for God and you believe in it and that's why you believe in God. Well, you've got to be careful because faith, according to Hebrews 11, is predicated upon that which is not visible. That is the nature of faith. And you look at David's life hanging on to this faith in God's word that he would be king, Joseph's faith in the prophetic word. It was faith exactly because there was no empirical evidence to back it up. And in that sense, the apparent lack of any empirical evidence meant that, in Joseph's case, the word of the Lord tested him. And so now David's become king, he can say with such triumph in verse 5, "Your words stand firm." Of course, he had said that when he was on the run from Saul in Psalm 119. He said the same, "Your words stand firm. They will stand firm because you spoke them." Even though there were times when he despaired and said, "I shall perish by the hand of Saul." In other words, "I'm going to die at his hand and I shall not become king." And yet in the end, the ups and downs of faith, and that moment when he says, "I will perish now, surely by the hand of Saul," yeah, that was a down, you know, but the ups and downs of faith are perhaps not ultimately significant. It's the overall pattern of trust, and faith means trust. It's trust that God will come through, maybe not in this life, maybe not quickly, but that he will come through and bring us into his kingdom.